I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Mickey Hart among those being linked with the vacant Monaghan job and more on Davy Fitz taking over at Antrim. It's believed Mickey Hart is in the running for the Monaghan football job. It was confirmed on Monday night that Finnie Corey was stepping down after 2 years in charge. Corey led them to the All-Ireland semi-final last year, where they were beaten by Dublin. The Irish Examiner are reporting that Hart, who stepped down as Derry manager last month after just 10 months in charge, is among the names being considered by Monaghan, with Dublin legend Jason Sherlock also in the mix. Mike Quirk, meanwhile, has confirmed he's stepping away from the Kerry senior football setup. The four-time All-Ireland winner with the Kingdom had served as selector under Jack O'Connor for the past 3 years. In a post on social media, he said that he was very grateful for the opportunity to contribute to such a storied and passionate football community, and that he was looking forward to cheering Kerry on as a supporter. Meanwhile, it was confirmed on Monday night that Davy Fitzgerald will be taking over as Antrim hurling boss. The former Clare, Wexford and Waterford manager has been handed a two-year term with the option for a third, succeeding Darren Gleeson. Fitzgerald stepped down as Waterford boss last month after 2 years at the helm. Declan Bogue of the42.ie has been chatting to us about Fitzgerald coming in to take over and whether or not he had any other options.
How many options do you think Davy had?
None. I just don't think that Dublin, you know, the people who are running Dublin GAA for the last 15 years are made themselves allergic to hype. So therefore, I didn't think Dublin was ever an option. I just think that the people, the figureheads of Dublin GAA, or even people who maybe have left the post but still might have a significant voice, wouldn't have tolerated the attention being taken away or being brought in a certain direction. And I think that Galway just, no, it just, look, it was, there was too many things. If Davy really wanted Galway, he wouldn't have maybe said the things that he said about them, such as that before Shefflin was confirmed that there had been a deal in place, that they had agreed. I mean, you know, if you really want that job again, then you keep stum about that. That's what I believe. Aside from that, well, Cork and Tipperary are never going to have a Claremont managing them. That would just seem completely fanciful. Like, Limerick are well set. They don't need anything like that. Then you're looking at around the country, perhaps Antrim, Westmeath, Laois, Kerry. And I think, I'm not saying that's where Davy's at. Like, Davy's an All-Ireland winning manager and he knows what it takes and all the rest. But there's something of a certain type of stubbornness that it looks like he feels like he can only win in one certain way. And, like, you know, that obviously changed last year at Waterford, that players were increasingly uncomfortable with the style that we're playing, and made moves to change it. And I told him, like, you know, I mean, it's probably no secret now, like, it's been talked about in many different podcasts, and different people who are close to that setup would have been saying this, that the Waterford hurler said, look, Davy, this is to completely change. And, like, then they went out and you could see, like, their scoring averages were going through the roof again.
Meanwhile, celebrations are continuing in Cork after Sunday's double camogie success, with the Rebel seniors and intermediates being crowned All-Ireland champions. Cork senior boss Ger Manley was on Off the Ball Breakfast and talked about bringing six-time All-Ireland winner Fiona O'Driscoll into the fold.
Like, as part of that backroom team, you mentioned Fiona in there, and there was a great piece done last year just about the day you actually went to approach Fiona when her bike shop was flooded after one of the storms last year. Yeah. And you'd made a remark that it was so important to have a former player in there, essentially female selector, inside in the backroom team with you.
Yeah, and look, I said that, and I told him that I myself and Leamington as a package was wisely, that's the way we went forward, and the girls came to us, and, you know, they wanted a bit of continuity, but look, we weren't too sure, would we, but I know Fiona a long time. I suppose you were my first team I trained, adult team, was Fiona's club team, Father O'Neill's, and like, I always got on well with her, super player, like, she coached the team before, and there was other girls we were thinking about, but she was the first choice, and that day, the floods, we got very badly flooded here in Middleton, and I went down, and I was talking to her in the shop, and I led down, just looking at the wearing for her and stuff, and next thing, I said to her, yeah, I was thinking about her, said I'd give you a call, and I left her on for a couple of days, because she was under savage pressure, and she came back to me, and she spoke to Skin, and she made a call, and look, she's very wise, look, she's around, she's been involved, very tuned in, and, like, I think you need women involved in the as selectors and that's everything. And she did a few coaching sessions as well for us, you know, on the field when she was out there shooting the forwards and that. I think that's the way forward for the Camogie. You need to get more people involved, Grant Camus involved. But I mean, you do need people like that involved.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday for the best Gaelic Games coverage. Become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.